This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction has burned more than 85,000 acres and is the fourth largest in state history. Fire Information Officer John Peterson says the winds have relented recently.
We feel if we could make it through today, and particularly the next 48 hours, and hold this fire in place, that we will have significantly contained where this fire is going, and over the next week or so, we'll be able to control this fire.
More than 800 fire personnel are working the blaze that started last month in rugged open space in Garfield County. Governor Polis says Colorado will expand the number of places that voters can drop off a mail-in ballot this fall. He says 75% of the ballots are returned via a drop box instead of mail because it's convenient and does not require a stamp. Food banks say a record number of Coloradans are asking for help during the pandemic. Demand has multiplied tenfold at the nonprofit Growing Home in Adams County. Spokeswoman Karen Fox Elwell says it's even higher after the federal unemployment boost expired recently.
We have seen the demand for food continue to increase in early August since those additional payments have gone away. We are starting to see, you know, close to 100 households each day for our food access, and we do attribute some of that to the decrease in the extra unemployment.
93 degrees in Denver, 97 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.